It is 9 minutes before the 7 o'clock hour here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. It is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. And you're back here with your host, Paul Vold. Once again, we're going to wrap up your show tonight on your Wednesday night, first show of December as well. We've been off to a good start since returning about mid-September as well. Couldn't be more than happy than all the guests who have come on the show to come back here with Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. But we're taking a look at our basketball broadcast schedule to start off the year from here at us at KJAM. We're starting to on a Friday night at it will be a boys and girls doubleheader that'll be over in our sister station. That's Jammin' Country 103. Chester area boys and girls take on the Flandreau Flyers in a battle of the Flyers. We're talking about that at the beginning of our show as well. That'll be a 6:15 first tip with the girls game followed by the boys game right afterwards over in our sister station as Jammin' Country 103. But looking at both teams and both sets of teams, I should say, starting off with the Chester area Flyers. Boys team going to be very athletic once again, returning their main starting core from last year. A very good athletic team. This senior class for the Flyers and the upperclassmen, very good as well. Even being led by Devin Eppert, who did commit to Dakota State University this past week as well. Certainly going to be a good couple of matchups in that game against Flandreau to start off on the season. Flandreau on the other side losing three big seniors from last year's team. Certainly going to be some holes to fill out on the floor, but also the LeBrun boys out on the floor are going to be a difference maker for Flandreau this year. While in the girls' side of the action, Chester area got a young team as well. Looking at their rosters, one senior on the team, that being Dakota Alfson. A lot of their players coming back from volleyball season as well. Another successful season for the Chester area Flyers volleyball team. But Dakota Alfson being the lone senior, she's guarded by four juniors and a handful of sophomores as well. I'm sure plenty of experience on the floor for that team as well, being coached by Coach Ross Peterson of the Chester area Flyers. And also for the Flandreau Flyers girls basketball team, a good aggressive team that comes back as well, being coached by Megan Sievertson of the Flandreau Flyers. That team certainly going to boast some playmakers out on the floor, including both Parsley girls, including Mariana Pavlis out on the floor, Brooke Ayat, another senior, and Mackenzie Burgraff, who saw a good portion of time out on the floor for Flandreau last season. Mar Lunde as well out on that floor. Looking at four total seniors on this team. Make that five seniors, I should say. No, it's four seniors. My math skills are a little bit hard as well. Also seeing Tashara Hardy, she could see a good bunch of action as well. A 5'6" guard listed as a sophomore will be doing some business for the Flandreau Flyers this season out on the floor for Flandreau. While in our other game, that'll be right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. It'll be the Madison Bulldogs basketball teams taking on Elk Point Jefferson. That's coming up this Saturday over at the Madison High School gym. We've spoken with both head coaches for the Bulldogs basketball teams in the last 2 weeks. Last week, we had Stacey Anderson talking about her first year as the taking the reins for the Bulldogs basketball team. Certainly going to be an interesting couple of players, a couple first games as well for the Madison Bulldogs, but especially starting off in the DAC 12 with Elk Point and Jefferson, certainly play into their hands as well, going into a new region, staying with Flandreau Balls at the same time. A couple of tough conference opponents to start off the year with Elk Point Jefferson, Tri-Valley, and also Lenox to start off the year for the Madison Bulldogs girls basketball team. But also speaking with our fellow cohort here, the voice of Bulldog Sports on AM 1390, that's Matt Gross. He's talking about this could be a very exciting year defensively for both teams. Teams looking to get out and get after it. Well, they're going to run into a buzzsaw defensively. That is the Madison Bulldogs. But also looking on the boys' side of the action this year for Madison, they do return their leading scorer from last season, that being Aaron Fegan. All arm, neck, and legs, that young man, but certainly a force to be reckoned with inside. He can shoot the ball, he can drive to the hoop, and not afraid to get after it. Also returning a couple of playmakers out on the court, and being the Yonke twins, Jaden and Jackson. Certainly will be a couple of good games to start off the year for the Madison Bulldogs on both sides of the action. That will be on Saturday as well. Madison will conduct their start of the year from the Madison High School gym, which can be heard right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also online at AmazingMadison.com. Couple afternoon matchups on Saturday for the Madison Bulldogs. We'll have those games for you right here on AM 1390 with our video live stream at AmazingMadison.com. That's where we're going to start off with our basketball broadcast schedule season. Be sure to check out AmazingMadison.com through the area and the Madison sports pages to stay up to date where we're going to be, when we're going to be, and what teams we're going to cover as well. But taking a look here, your NFL weekly roundup here as well. Usually we do our picks about this time of the show as we wrap things up, but didn't have any coaches come on to make our picks as well. We're just going to keep our eye on a couple of games here heading into this weekend as we start to wrap up the show. Starting off tomorrow night, a divisional matchup, a critical divisional matchup with the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons from Atlanta. A good game on Thursday night, pivotal divisional matchup as well. New Orleans Saints 9-3, while the Atlanta Falcons, defending NFC champions, are 7-5. Going to be a trap game for this one. Both teams need the divisional win, but also at the same time need that difference maker heading into this week and this point of the season as well. Seeing a little bit of action also from another game that shouldn't be as close of a watch game as it should be. Well, we got the Green Bay Packers heading to the Cleveland Browns. A couple people out there throwing out the idea that this may be Cleveland's lone win of the season against a banged up and also backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers at 6-6. The Cleveland Browns 0-12, looking to make that a difference as well. I don't know. I definitely went with Green Bay in this one, but we'll see who Cleveland brings out this week now that they got back Josh Gordon at wide receiver, being reinstated, playing his first game in almost 3 years as well. Now, this one going to certainly be a great matchup on a Sunday afternoon. Carolina Panthers 8-4 at home, hosting the Minnesota Vikings 10-2 on the year with the Case Keenum-led Minnesota Vikings. There's one thing that's been bothering me all year long. Everybody keeps saying Case Keenum was the third-string running back, third-string quarterback. First off, he was the backup from the start of the season. Teddy Bridgewater was not active, let alone people thought he could ever walk again. He was the backup. Get your terminology right, people. Sam Bradford got hurt. He tried to come back. That didn't work. They let Case Keenum take the full reins of the offense and has not been any disappointments since then as well. So it should be a really good matchup between Carolina and the Minnesota Vikings as well. Then also the Monday night game with the New England Patriots taking on the road to take on the Miami Dolphins in South Beach. I think if the Patriots should be able to protect Tom Brady, keep him away from Ndamukong Suh, should be a cakewalk in that game against Miami. Had them a couple weeks ago. They did pretty all right for the most part as well. Start to wind down our coaches show as well, nearing the top of the hour as well. I just want to say a big thank you to all of our guests who came in studio tonight. Old Hammer, Mona Rutland, the boys basketball coach Logan Derungs, even Jamal Branco, DSU women's basketball assistant coach, for coming in studio to talk about some Lady T's basketball. Even Russ Olson from the Trojan Athletic Club talking about last week with the Wild Game Feed coming up tomorrow night. A big thank you to Matt Gross getting the interview with him as well, and also more information on the Wild Game Feed. That's going to about wrap things up here tonight. 7 o'clock is currently our time on Dakota's Best AM 1390. Another great show. Thank you to all the listeners who have listened in from this point on. We thank you for listening. A big thank you to all of our sponsors for tonight. And 7 o'clock is currently our time. We'll be back here same time, same place next week right here on AM 1390. This is Paul Vold signing off from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.